Alright guys, I can go back and leave a comment on a previous video. I'm not as happy as these as I hoped I would be after a little over a year. So let's take a look at a part I put on my bike that I'm about to replace. So these may look fine in the video, but they're actually kind of dull. And if you look at like my front bar, it's much shinier. I don't know if it'll show up in the video that much, but this is what we're putting on. It's much thicker, heavier, and looks shinier. I'm hoping the finish will last on it a lot better. So the bars I'm taking off were saddlebag protectors that I got from TCMT a little over a year ago. They were like 90 bucks, not a big investment, but I'm going with a more performance style on the bike now than what I started with. And so I'm going to go with some of those performance style flat out bars. First thing we're going to do is put some of the double barrel saddlebag protectors on here from Hogworks. So let's get those things on here. We gotta get the seat and the saddlebags out of the way before we can even get these other ones off. Rear seat bolt from the factory is a T27. I am running a Codlin Mustang seat. It's a Codlin design produced by Mustang, a collaboration they did. Super happy with this seat. I've got 10,000 miles on this seat. I've done a 1K in a day on it coming back from Sturgis. I know it doesn't look like a big plush touring seat, but I really like this seat. Because I've already put an aftermarket crash bar saddlebag protector back here. Your hardware might be different than mine, but this top bolt for me is a 7/32. And then this is a 9/16 down here on the bottom. I'm going to get these broke loose, and then we'll take the back off, and we'll get the old bar out of the way. All right, guys, if you're using the factory saddlebag supports, you're going to have to take this loose back here and take this bar out. Because on the factory one, it's one bar that comes all the way up and into this lower mount here. It doesn't separate right here. Because I have the TCMT crash bars on here now, they were put together the same way that the Hogworks do. They use a separate bar here that then this slides over. It looks to me like it's exactly the same. So if this all lines up where the bolt holes are okay and stuff, then I'm just going to leave this bar rather than taking it loose just to replace it with a bar that's identical. All right, we haven't got it tightened up yet, but we got that one started. Got the bolt and nut here started. That hole's going to line up down here. So I'm going to go ahead and get that started. You want to make sure you get them all kind of started and lined up before you tighten anything down. It makes it a lot easier. All right, guys, I want to talk about something for a second here. This is the swing arm, and there's a notch here. And this goes back, and this is a brake line. So I have seen online where people claim that this bar, this style bar made by some other manufacturers, would come down and hit. I don't see that happening here. I have my suspension adjusted properly. I'm running aftermarket suspension that I've already adjusted. I'm not worried about it hitting, but I will keep an eye on it just because some people online have made comments and claimed that it's come down and smashed their brake line and things like that. Again, they were talking about a different brand, not specifically Hogworks, but I just want you to bear that in mind in case you buy a different brand and you're using this video as instructions on how to install it, even though it's a different brand. These fit very tight. There's not a lot of free play in the way they mount, so it's not like you could have it slid down too far or something like that. These are pretty much right on, so they are what they are. All right, Hogworks provides you with this style of end here, and this actually recesses back over the bar, or this kind of slider up here. Both of these have a 10 millimeter bolt that you use to tighten up there. I'm gonna put the saddlebag on, and we're gonna see which one we like the looks of better, which one we think provides more protection. I've already put this one on the other side, and I think I'm gonna like it better, but we'll see how it looks when we do it. I think with the bottom one coming in, it's not going to give as much protection for the bag from maybe somebody who's trying to park beside you or something like that that might skin your bags up. All right, guys, here we are looking from the floorboard back, and the bottom one can be in a little more because the bag slopes kind of in at the bottom, but I kind of like the top. I like them sticking out a little further. Parking at rallies and things like that, I think it'll keep people from getting as close to the bike or trying to squeeze in there and maybe scratching a bag. I've had that happen once where somebody was trying to slide up beside me and squeeze in real tight and then let their bike lean over and they were rubbing on mine. So I think these sliders would keep somebody's bike off my bike at a parking spot. What do you think? Let's go look at the other side. Now here we are. I've got the camera on the footboard again, about the same spot as the other side. And you definitely can tell it sticks out a lot further at the bottom. I think I'm going to leave that. If I find that I'm scratching it in a turn or something like that, then I'll reevaluate things. But I don't think I'm going to lean this bike that far that I'm going to get these rubbing on the ground in a turn. Now, Hobworks gives you these colored washers that you can put in there between the sliders and the actual mount. They also provide all new rubber pieces for your exhaust hangers, for the bottom of your bags and all that stuff. I didn't replace any of those. My bike is still new and mine are all in good condition, but now I've got spares. So I appreciate that, Hogworks. I'm going to box up all my extra parts. And guess what? We're not done. Because that box is the front. Now, I didn't show it with the other bars, but they come wrapped really well. Everything's well protected. Here's my hardware. There's sliders in there, I think. So we're going to cut this off, get my fog lights off of here because we got fog lights on there that I'm going to have to get off, cut my zip ties, get them back out of the way, take my highway pegs off, and we have to pull that radiator guard so that we can get to the mounts on the lower side of the crash bar because I think they're just inside there. All right, guys, we already took the highway pegs and the lights off back here for now. We've already taken the highway pegs and the fog lights off of the bar. Now, I popped this side loose. If you don't know, this just pops in. You can see right down there, one of those holes, and there's just a plug on the other side that snaps into it. So I'm going to go take the other side loose and get this thing out of the way. Well, while I have it off, it'd be a perfect time to clean the bugs off of it. All right, we've got arms to come off right here. So we've got two bolts in the front and then one bolt right back here. So not a real big deal. Let's go ahead and get these off. All right. Probably in the future, I'd recommend you break the bottom bolts loose first, then the top ones. That way it doesn't try and rotate forward when you bring the last one loose. But we didn't hit the fender, so we're okay. Then you basically just kind of slide it down till you get this mount point underneath the radiator, and then you can bring it across underneath the radiator and get it out of there. Now, Hogworks gives you these small bolts for the middle mounts, the big bolts for the bottom if you want to use their hardware. Again, those colored spacers and wheels. And then we have the Delron sliders that Steve's already working on putting on over there. Just look at him, hard at work. We got to put some blue Loctite on those bolts that hold that in place. So I just put bolts in far enough to hold it. Now I'm going to take, and one at a time, take them out, put blue Loctite on, put them back. All right, guys, there'll be a link to my favorite blue Loctite in the description down below, as well as to these tip-over saddle bar guards, engine guards, whatever you want to call them, crash bars. Anyway, it'll all be in the description down below if you're looking for a part number or a link. All right, now I put my fog lights a little further in on this bar. They're just inside the angle, and that left me some room out here for my highway pegs. I did go ahead and mount my highway pegs on here. I know some people are going to say that's crazy. You're going to get into them. Well, they will fold in still. So if I got into the peg, it would fold in, so I'm not too worried about it, but it's going to give me another position here. I got to adjust my lock screw so that they don't go beyond that, but set about right there, and then yet they'll fold in if I needed them to. That was one of the concerns I had with these kinds of bars, is being able to put some kind of highway peg on there for as many miles as I ride, so we'll try it and see. If I don't like it, there's some other styles that have just a flat pad up here that mounts that you can put your toe on, and I think that would work for me too once I change this big ass ugly brake pad, which that's all coming in a future video. All right, guys, everything is mounted up. I've got my highway pegs and my fog lights back on there. I'm gonna change the lenses out of my fog lights, but we don't have to do that tonight. But I'll show you what it looks like. I'm happy with it. We'll see how I feel about when I'm riding it. I may have to do some adjustments on those highway pegs and stuff, but I'm gonna try and find a solution that works for those. So if you're interested in that, you stay tuned. If this works, great. If it doesn't, we'll look for some other stuff. I've had my eye on a few other products that might work instead. These definitely are a lot beefier than the ones I just took off from TCMT, and they look a lot better. I think they're going to hold up a lot better. So big shout out to Hogworks. If you guys like this video, give it a big thumbs up. If you do that YouTube thing and you dig the content, please subscribe to the channel. And as always, y'all stay safe and keep on riding. We'll see you in the next one.